A Dublin woman has described how her anger at lies told by the man who abused her as a young teenager drove her on to pursue a prosecution against him. Linda Travers, who's now 45, said she wanted 68-year-old Frank Roach to answer for what he had done to her when she was between 12 and 14 years old. Roach was sentenced last November in the Central Criminal Court to 6 years and 9 months in jail, with the final 9 months suspended after pleading guilty to sexually abusing Miss Travers while she was babysitting his young son. Miss Travers says she was on a mission to waive her anonymity, as she said the more people stood up and spoke about their abuse, the more victims would know they should not be ashamed. She spoke to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
I was 12 when the abuse started, and it went on for 2 years till I was 14. I was friends with his niece who minded their son. Sometimes she used to go home on the weekends and they would ask me to help out. And the first occasion started when I had brought the child back after being to Mass. And I had gone to use the bathroom before I left. And when I came out of the bathroom, he was there. And he held me then against the wall and started to abuse me.
You were only 12. Had you any idea what was going on?
No, I hadn't a clue. In the 80s, there was no people, our families didn't talk about sex or anything, so I hadn't got an idea, no.
And how did you feel?
Dirty, didn't know what had happened. I didn't know, I thought I'd be in trouble, because he was an adult and I was a child, and I used to think, to be honest, what did I do to make him think that I wanted him to do these things to me? And it was really only as I got older and started going to counselling that I kind of really realised that I didn't do anything wrong. He kind of always made kind of remarks of, you should wear a much nicer bra, or you should let your hair grow, or you should look like this, or you should look like that. It would make you more attractive. Like, I was 12, 13, 14. I kind of carried that for a long time. I was always very self-conscious. I suffered a lot then with anxiety and panic attacks all through my life. When I was 14, I was coming near to like my 15th birthday. I kind of had enough. I think I was kind of getting to the stage where I was like, this is not right. This is not kind of the right thing that should be happening. And I actually got myself a job, a part-time job after school. And it was kind of my way of removing myself, because now I'm no longer around in the evenings or the weekends.
And when did you decide, and how did you decide to go and make a report to the Gardaí? How did that come about?
Again, it was my mental health during COVID. And I just kind of said to my partner one day, I really don't feel well. But not like physically unwell, I mentally don't feel well. And I went to my doctor and just told him everything. And that's when I then kind of went looking for counselling and tried to get help. I knew what I was, I was going to have to do and then upset my family. And not only that, but he has a family, And I kind of really had to, toil with that for a long time. And it was June in 2022 when I finally picked up the phone and made a phone call to 104 and just explained what had happened. And they'd explained then the next steps was going to the guards. They kind of said to me, what do you want out of all this? And I said, I want you to knock on his door and for him to know I haven't forgotten. But then as it goes on and then you realise what you actually have to go through, that wasn't enough. Then my goals changed and my goal then was I want to see him in court and I want to see him answer him for what he's done. There was a trial set for November 2024, but closer to time he decided to plead guilty, so it kind of saved me the whole court.
The sentencing hearing, heard that he told Gardaí in the beginning that he thought you were older and he thought you were consenting. I mean, how did you feel about that?
Lies. I mean, it wasn't the first lie he had told. There was a lot of stuff he said that he taught me to drive, various different things, which I knew were a lie. And I kind of was on a mission. I went off to the motor tax and, you know, got bank statements from years back and handed them all to the guards and said, I couldn't have been driving at this age. Like, this is when I got my first license. The more he lied, the more it angered and annoyed me. And the more I kind of just said, I'm not letting you make me out to be a liar. And I'm going to prove that everything you're saying is a lie.
Did you feel the anger helped rather than being traumatised?
I think it did in a way. Yeah, because it drove me on. The more of the lies I heard, the more it just infuriated me. Like, I remember in my victim impact statement, I kind of said, you've lived your life and you probably have never given me a second thought, but I've had to live with this every day of my life. You know, this was just about having some peace for myself and peace for my mind and, and just enjoying my life and without the burden of feeling like I'm carrying this horrible secret.
That's Linda Travers talking with our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.